Here's Andy Udman.
Dr. Paul Conant, we just had to call you this morning. Study out of Harvard, fluoride lowers IQ in kids. I mean, you have to be saying, you folks in London, Ontario, I told you so.
And there is a statement there describing this paper. And the last paragraph, Philip Grandjean, as a very, very well-known researcher, says, this really puts fluoride in the same category as mercury, and he mentioned some other chemicals as far as the threat to the brain is concerned. So how much longer can anybody out there with an ounce of respectability and responsibility continue to advocate a practice designed to protect our children's teeth if in fact it damages or threatens their brains?
Graham Paul at Middlesex Health Unit assured us there was not a problem. City Council members investigated, got all the research. And you're opening this up again? We had dentists on the
program. Who do you want this from, the Pope or God?
That's who it's going to have to come from, you know. It's going to have to come from God. Fluoride is hurting your children. But hey, until God says it, would we take the word from Harvard's Public School of Health? They now agree. London City Council made a terrible decision. Good morning, London. It is Friday, July 27th. The show is London Today. My name is Andy Udman. Fluoride is poisoning our kids, lowering their IQ. That's what a group here in London told London City Council. The group, People for Safe Drinking Water, brought in the top experts on the subject that they could find. London City Hall would not listen. They were assured by our local Middlesex London Health Unit, fluoride, that nasty, hazardous waste spinoff, is safe. Now Harvard's School of Public Health agrees with the People for Safe Drinking Water. Fluoride in our water is a really, really bad idea. I have the study here. I could read the whole thing to you word for word, but I would bore you to tears because it's very scientific, and science is what city councilors wanted. Well, we had to celebrate the news this morning, those of us in London who've been fighting against fluoride in the water, by reaching Dr. Paul Conant, who is one of three authors with PhDs who wrote the book, The Case Against Fluoride. And so we're joined this morning by Dr. Paul Conant from just outside of his home in the state of New York. Dr. Conant, appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good to hear you.
Tell me where you are this morning.
I'm in a small, outside a small diner in Harpersville, New York, which is about 20 miles from Binghamton, New York, where we just moved to.
Well, Paul, let's talk a little family before we talk to business, because the family is related to the business. I'm a grandpa, and I know how exciting that is. You're a grandpa, I hear.
Yes, our first grandchild was born 2 days ago. July 25th, a little girl, of course, obviously they're little, her name is Aurora.
Well, congratulations, that's marvelous, and gives you and me all the more reason to talk about this shocking, no, not so shocking, study. What's shocking is it's coming from Harvard, and it's an update on our fluoride debate. Dr. Paul Conant, would you share the news from Harvard?
Yes, this is incredibly important and should be the last nail in the coffin of fluoridation. I would like to retitle the paper, Fan Told You So. I've been talking about these IQ studies, which shows that fluoride is associated with lowering of IQ since 1996. At 16 years, I've been talking about this, and the evidence has steadily grown. In 1996, there were just two IQ studies. Now there are over 26. But the important thing about this is not just that this team of researchers from Harvard, well-known Philip Grandjean, is one of the most important people in environmental health studies, but it's also where it was published. It was published in the Environmental Health Prospectus Journal, which is the leading environmental health journal in the United States, and is also published by, listen to this, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. That's a federal health agency. So how can they possibly continue to ignore the fact that fluoride may be lowering the IQ of our children? And the important thing is, it's not that fluoride or fluoridation is lowering the IQ of every child, but the message is clear. There is no adequate margin of safety to protect all our children. So why on earth would we sacrifice any IQ points of any child in Canada or the United States if there is this evidence on the table?
Doctor, let's go right to the bottom line. How significant is this news flash, especially considering the school it comes from?
Very, very significant. And anybody that has any doubt about that should go to the website and look under Harvard and put in fluoride and grangine, possibly if they doesn't work, grangine. And there is a statement there describing this paper. And the last paragraph, Philip Grangine, as a very, very well-known researcher, says this really puts fluoride in the same category as mercury, and he mentioned some other chemicals as far as the threat to the brain is concerned. So how much longer can anybody out there with an ounce of respectability and responsibility continue to advocate a practice designed to protect our children's teeth if, in fact, it damages or threatens their brains? It is literally a no-brainer. This is a ridiculous practice. It must be halted as soon as possible. We have to cut through this incredible arrogance and resistance from these health officials who are just too damn pompous and I don't know what the words are. The words escape me to admit that they've made a mistake. I know it's difficult to admit that you've made a mistake, but when the future of your children's mental development is at stake, you've got to admit that mistake. And if you don't, expect to resign later on.
Dr. Paul Conant, we just had to call you this morning. Study out of Harvard, fluoride lowers IQ in kids. I mean, you have to be saying, you folks in London, Ontario, I told you so.
Absolutely. But, that's beside the point. The point is that this information now is on the table, regardless of whether we or anybody else have been talking about this for 16 years or not. Today is today. The change must start now. Health Canada must be forced to back off this ridiculous practice. And especially if, you know, backing off this practice does not mean that those who still want to take these risks with their children can still get fluoride and can still apply it topically using fluoridated toothpaste, or if they really wanted to, go and buy some fluoridated water. But clearly, you're no longer in the position, the arrogant position, of forcing this on every child in the country. This has to stop.
Okay, Dr. Paul, just to wrap this up for people who have just joined us, what is the message this morning? What is the new research, and who is it from?
The research is from Harvard, an excellent team, Anna Choi, who is Chinese, and working with Philip Grangine, who is well-known in environmental chemistry, publishing in the Environmental Health Perspectives, which is the journal of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, a federal health agency in the United States, saying that there is a strong association between exposure to fluoride and lowering of IQ in children. And I would say the bottom line is there's no margin of safety to protect all our children from this effect, drinking fluoridated water.
And what do you say to parents and new grandparents here in London, Ontario? You're a new grandparent, just had a new grandchild 2 days ago, a little girl, about fluoride in their drinking water.
The key thing is if you can breastfeed, breastfeed. But if you can't breastfeed, then for goodness sake, do not use tap water, fluoridated tap water, to make up baby formula. That's our first line of defense. After that's in place, then work politically to end this practice for everyone else.
Dr. Paul, you're always very kind with your time. I'll let you get back to your bacon and eggs, and I thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andy. Good luck.
There it is, Dr. Paul Conant joining us this morning to talk about this study out of Harvard, the Harvard School of Public Health, now linking lower IQ in children to fluoride in the water. So, London, Ontario, where you voted to keep fluoride in the water, what do you think? 643-1290. back with your reaction in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
And there is a statement there describing this paper. And the last paragraph, Philip Grandjean, as a very, very well-known researcher, says this really puts fluoride in the same category as mercury, and he mentioned some other chemicals as far as the threat to the brain is concerned. So how much longer can anybody out there with an ounce of respectability and responsibility continue to advocate a practice designed to protect our children's teeth if, in fact, it damages or threatens their brains?
Let's go right to the phones for a reaction to this explosive report out of Harvard. Harvard, the School of Public Health, saying what so many other studies have said all along, that there is evidence linking lower IQ in children to fluoride in drinking water. Dave, what are you thinking?
Andy, who are the lawyers at Siskins that handle class action suits? Because I want to know if I can sue the City of London and the London Middlesex Health Unit for negligence. Can I do that?
Do you know that under a new piece of legislation, the authorities in London could be held personally responsible for this decision in a class action lawsuit, and that legislation is expected to kick in within the year?
Well, the court of public opinion is very important, but if we put this in a court with laws and evidence and jurisprudence, what do you think the answer would be?
Well, it's very clear that there is evidence now. There have been more than 20 studies. Now it's out of the Harvard School of Public Health linking lower IQ in children to fluoride. What more evidence do we need, Dave?
I know. Thank you for keeping up the good fight, Andy.
Well, appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike. Mike, go ahead. Mike.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Good.
Good. I know you said just a few moments ago about London voting to keep it in. What I don't understand is where is council on it? Like, are they not listening to the rest of us that have been, you know, advocating for like years now to get them to get this stuff out of our water? They just seem to ignore us, and I don't understand what buttons we have to push to get them to listen to us to understand that we don't want this.
No, I don't understand either. They simply go on the advice of the Middlesex London Health Unit, which in turn simply goes on the advice of Health Canada, whose research is totally contaminated. We have had all kinds of evidence of that on the air, that there are all kinds of vested interests which are keeping them from doing honest research, research that's not contaminated. And so we continue to have this poison in the water, Mike.
Yeah, I get that, but what I don't get is, like, we voted these guys in to do a job for us, and they're not listening. It's really frustrating, you know? So.
Well, that's why we keep up the fight, Mike. I appreciate your call this morning. Heather Gingrich is a scientist, an on-call scientist with the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Washington, D.C., lives just outside of the City of London, and she joins us this morning. Morning, Heather.
Good morning, Andy.
We've had you in this studio. You've been part of this fight to get fluoride out of the water. Now Harvard says there's a link with lower IQ in children. Your reaction?
It's about time. I don't know. Like, Health and Health Canada, A, don't understand the difference between a concentration and a dose, and B, aren't keeping up with the literature.
Well, maybe they don't need to understand all of that. All they need to understand is that a certain school named Harvard and their School of Public Health is now saying fluoride is right in there with mercury in terms of its damage to humans. That ought to be enough, you would think, Heather.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that we, you know, we always need more research. Scientists are famous for saying that. But one of the things that we've been neglecting for too long as well is it's not just the fluoride that we add to our water, it's the aluminum compounds that we use as coagulants. And when the two combine, you get a worse effect than either one of them individually. There's cumulative effects. We really have no idea what's coming out of our taps anymore.
The name Harvard, you know, everybody knows the name Harvard. They may not know these particular researchers. Senior author is Philippe Grandjean. Do you know him?
I don't personally know.
Okay, Dr. Paul Conant certainly does and calls him one of the most respected people in the business. These are the people now saying, get the fluoride out of the water. I would think that London City Councillors who care about the health of our children and grandchildren would now start paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing that I think the public needs to be more aware of is that medical doctors and dentists are not scientists. They take science courses, certainly to get into medical school or dental school. But in terms of understanding the scientific method, actually being involved in research, not just parroting what they've been taught in medical or dental school, which may be 50 years out of date. We just never know. It's really hard to get things changed in curriculum. There are very few scientists, and that's one of the things. I just came back from the Science and Human Rights Coalition meetings in Washington, D.C. last week, and scientists are not at the table when it comes to global health policy. It's the politicians talking to medical doctors and dentists. I said, terrible, terrible scientists by and large.
Wow. Heather, what's the message from the news this morning from Harvard?
Absolutely. The most vulnerable members of our society are unborn, and our newborn children are not being protected. We get a lot of marketing messages right now and certainly public health messages that, oh, don't worry, formulas are just as good, if not better, than breastfeeding, which may be true if you just left it to the formula powder, but we don't know what we're adding with the water. This is a dangerous, dangerous situation. And I think we're already starting to see the effects in terms of chronic health outcomes and neurological problems with our children.
Heather, we appreciate you joining us this morning and salute you for keeping up the fight.
Thank you, Andy. You too.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we'll let Heather go and move on to some of these calls this morning. Bart, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Good day, Andy. How are you?
Good.
The whole situation is a bit disheartening and a bit frightening to me. The fact that we can't trust our politicians and these various organizations that are supposed to be helping us to better health, it almost leads us to a slippery slope, like, as far as who do we trust anymore.
Yep, absolutely. Bart, I appreciate the call. Chris, your thoughts?
Hi. I think we have to move forward with it instead of look back. And the people who are worried about a lawsuit, well, that's looking back. And hopefully somebody made the decision, hopefully in our best interest at one point. It's what they do with the information now that matters more to me. I'm not after a cash grab because of this.
Chris, there's a huge assumption in what you just said, and that is hopefully the people who made these decisions made it in our best interest. They didn't at all. The people who are advising Health Canada are totally have vested interests, and their opinions were known before they did the study. So it's contaminated research top to bottom. Independent researchers now, including the people at Harvard, are saying there's a link and we should get fluoride out of the water.
I guess I'm saying hopefully many years ago, and maybe the proper research wasn't done, and we certainly know a lot more now. But again, if people did something wrong, fine. But the City of London, I'm not sure we should be looking class action lawsuit against the City of London, because in the long run, that doesn't help anybody.
Okay. But your reaction to the study out of Harvard?
Action has to be taken now, because I think it does provide enough substantial evidence, so it's what they do with it now. And if they don't do something with it now, then there clearly is something negligent going on.
Chris, appreciate your call this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, news update in just a moment. When we come back on the other side of the news, if you have more reaction on this issue, we're certainly open to hearing it.
And there is a statement there describing this paper. And the last paragraph, Philip Grandjean, as a very, very well-known researcher, says this really puts fluoride in the same category as mercury, and he mentions some other chemicals as far as the threat to the brain is concerned. So how much longer can anybody out there with an ounce of respectability and responsibility continue to advocate a practice designed to protect our children's teeth if, in fact, it damages or threatens their brains?
9:36 now on this Friday morning. Shocking story out of Harvard this morning, the Harvard School of Public Health, saying there is evidence. There have been so many other studies saying it, but now it's the Harvard School of Public Health saying there is evidence that fluoride in the water can reduce the IQ of small children. I don't know how much more shocking a report can get, considering that we do put fluoride in the water. And we're going to hook up with Pam Colleen to get her reaction to this report in just a few moments. But let's go back to the phones and get more of your reaction. Garish, your reaction to this report.
Well, the only thing left for these people, the Middlesex Health Unit, Health Canada, and the counselors, is to admit that they have been brought up on this fluoridated water. Therefore, their IQ is so low, they are unable to make the right decision.
What do you think the message from this study is to London City Council, Garish?
Well, they are so very wrong. This matter doesn't need 25 studies to convince them that this is not the right thing to do. To add fluoride to our drinking water is not the right thing to do. Is it possible that all the violence, the robbery, the drug addiction we see around us is possibly in any way linked to the fluoridated water? I think there may be a connection.
Well, you never know. And we've been wrong on so many chemicals before, everything from thalidomide to Vioxx and so many other chemicals, Garish, that when a school like the Harvard School of Public Health issues a warning like this, we need to pay attention, Garish.
Absolutely. But, I mean, there have been other, what, about 25 studies prior to this Harvard study which said the same thing, more or less. The point is that these people must admit that they have been brought up drinking fluoridated water, and therefore their IQ is so low, they are unable to make the right decision.
Garish, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Chris. Chris, your reaction?
My question is, when there was a vote to keep or remove the fluoride in the water, was this just a council vote, or were the citizens of London able to vote on this?
No, citizens of London were not able to vote. This is simply a decision by London City Council.
Yeah, my point is that there should be a vote, and the citizens should be allowed to vote, because I guarantee you that we'd win to take fluoride out of the water.
Well, absolutely. There is some sentiment on council, on the part of some councillors, to put it to a vote in the next election, but of course it's still a couple of years away.
Yeah, well, 2 years is too late for a newborn when the first 3 years of their life are the most important.
Well, absolutely, but this is a practice we've been doing for years and years. I don't know how many studies, Chris, we have to have before London City councillors will pay attention.
Apparently more than 25, it seems.
Yeah, but not enough. And, you know, it gets into some tough sledding, but there, in terms of, you know, picking up this book that Dr. Chris Connett wrote with two other PhDs. But if you're serious about it, you'll spend a few hours and do it. We even had trouble getting the health unit to read the book. So many of us, Chris, we just like to believe what we like to believe, and what we think we learned as a child is the truth, and we're not prepared to take the time, first of all, to open up our minds, and secondly, to spend the time to do a little research.
So is there a direct relation with Health Canada getting special funding in the background then? Do you think it's a financial reason why they're not looking into this further, or don't want to believe the studies?
Well, Pam Colleen and I have done a host of shows and had on a number of guests talking about the research that Health Canada bases their evidence on is totally contaminated. They had they did a special study of this issue, but most of the people that they appointed to the panel had already made up their minds before the study was done. So it's very hard to get good independent research, which we trust we're now getting from the Harvard School of Public Health, because these particular researchers are very, very well known, and they're putting their reputations on the line. Chris, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Nikki.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I think those that voted, including the mayor, to keep fluoride in the water, obviously did not do their due diligence. We know that. And on also another part of the story is these people don't have any backbones. You know, they're spineless. They weren't able to stand up to the truth. And I think they should be gone.
Well, I don't know how many more studies, Nikki, and I don't know how much more reputable you can get than the Harvard School of Public Health.
That's right. And if they don't pay attention to this, I mean, something is seriously, seriously wrong.
Well, it's alarming, because this is not just, you know, a trivial study. This is a study linking reduced IQ in our children. And keep in mind, Nikki, this is one of many, many health side effects from fluoride that the evidence suggests that there are out there. This is just one of them. This is one of the more serious ones, but this is just one of them.
I know. And then you have to think, too, 60 years, this has been compromising our health. And can you imagine how much better we would have been not having fluoride in our water?
Well, there's growing evidence of a lot of issues that we're dealing with. We have an absolute crisis in so many areas in our society, and some of them are directly related to the chemicals that we are ingesting into our bodies in various ways, and this is just one of them. Nikki, I appreciate the call. Sean, your reaction this morning.
I'm glad I live outside of the city limits where I don't drink city water, especially after hearing this. But the councillors who voted to keep it in the water, have you tried to get a hold of any of them, and have they all refused to come on the air with you? What is their reaction to this?
No, we have talked to them so many times over the months. This story is just breaking this morning, so that's why we haven't gone around to interview them. But we know what the response is going to be. You know, okay, one more study, big deal. Let me cite you some other studies. And, you know, there is none so deaf as he who will not listen. And that's the problem that we're dealing with, Sean. We keep running into it. Let's go to Tony. Tony, your reaction this morning.
Well, I've got another suggestion.
Sure.
Liquid fluoride is used in with a nuclear system called thorium to produce nuclear energy. We should get somebody on there to explain how we should use fluoride. That's a better use of fluoride, making a cheap and safe nuclear fuel.
Okay, Tony, you got to keep in mind, I'm not a chemist. I'm not an expert on this.
No,
you know that.
No, but I'm saying that there are experts, scientists, who can explain it. They're trying to push this safe and cheap nuclear fuel.
Tony, what more do we need? We got the Harvard School of Public Health warning us not to put fluoride in our water. Just look at your tube of toothpaste. The warning is right on the toothpaste.
But we could make fun with these people by showing them what it should be used for.
And our children in daycare centers are warned, you know, don't swallow the toothpaste. Just use it on your teeth and then spit it out.
I'll tell you, the people that are selling fluoride could be selling it for probably more money to the nuclear fuel industry if we could get those people off the dime. They're the same people, as you're talking about, will not budge because they're stuck in the system.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, appreciate it. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Short break. When we come back, we're going to move on to other subjects this morning, like Facebook. What happened to the value of shares in Facebook? Everything was going so well. Big speed bump yesterday. We'll ask Tom McInerney, what happened? We'll be back with that in just a moment. Right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.